This past spring, a federal probe revealed 55 college campuses violated Title IX, including SUNY Binghamton. Federal investigators have deemed some of the SUNY campuses as, quote, a sexually hostile environment. SUNY is working aggressively to make sure it educates new students and calls on other students to assist if they see an act occurring on campus. Just last week, we spoke with UB's Sharon Nolan Weiss, director of the university's Office of Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. She also serves as coordinator of Title IX. Weiss noted SUNY has been addressing issues which occurred on other campuses.
SUNY Council's office has been, really very good in terms of creating a Title IX listserv and a compliance listserv and, providing information to campuses both in that form, an email form, online, and then through in-person trainings. And there has been a much more robust effort.
UB has its own student code of conduct and its discrimination and harassment policy.
How are we making sure that we're doing everything that we can do and should do in order to make sure that we handle these cases fairly in a way that supports the victims and is also fair to people who are accused?
It also enforces mandatory Haven training for all incoming freshmen and transfer students.
Really an interactive online training that talks about sexual assault, relationships, consent, stalking, domestic violence and dating violence, and also bystander intervention.
UB believes it has promoted a very transparent policy to assist students. Other SUNY schools, including Fredonia, told The Capital, an Albany publication, it's working on a survivor's checklist. SUNY Cortland created a program called Speak Up, Speak Out. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.